I do want to get to one more topic today, and that's this Dublin City Centre Task Force that's to be established. It wouldn't be the first one, Gary Gannon. So is there a need to establish a new task force when lessons which could be drawn from the work of previous task forces in areas of urban deprivation could be acted on, perhaps?
So if you I do fully believe that there's a need for the Taoiseach-led task force that's resourced to bring all different agencies together. But I haven't yet determined how this one is different from the ones that are already existing. To give an example, you have the North Inner City Task Force organised from the Taoiseach's office. You have the Safer Cities Initiative on Dublin City Council. You have the Joint Policing Committee. You've got the Local Policing Committee in the Inner City.
Have any of them had a positive impact?
I think they've had a positive impact in certain degrees, but it's never been measured, it's never been targeted, and they haven't lowered crime in any way, shape or form. In terms of the one that's overseen by Dublin City Council, there's no cabinet authority there. So what I've been calling for 2 years now is a Taoiseach-led task force for the reduction of crime in the city centre. They don't need...
So you welcome this?
I do welcome it.
Breed Smith, do you welcome the establishment of this new North Inner City task force?
Well, as Gary said, there's been a string of task forces to do with the North Inner City and things haven't changed that much. But just a general, I suppose, sociological point is that the inequality that exists in this city, in this country, and the gap between wealth and poverty will persist in maintaining crime, violent disorder, distrust in the establishment. That is proven by all sorts of research and studies that the more inequality you have, the more the rate of crime, desperation, violence, drug addiction, imprisonment, lack of education, all of that goes up and up. There's a correlation between the two. And unless we start tackling that inequality, we can forget about all the task forces in the world.
All right. I would want to get James Brown's response to this. What's the thinking behind the difference this has been made? Because a lot of the rationale behind establishing a task force like this seems to come from people talking about an epidemic of shoplifting, people being afraid in the city centre, that kind of thing. I mean, is it going to be a policing response, or is it going to look at some of the wider issues that maybe communities could feed into for a longer term effect?
Well, I think as Gary's pointed out, we have task force in the city, and I think they've done a very good job identifying the issues. The Taoiseach, it is going to be a Taoiseach-led task force. And I think from the details still have to be brought to the leaders and to Cabinet and a memo to government. But I think what I want to see is it properly resourced. And I think the key to it is being implementation, unlocking the challenges that those other task forces are seeking in terms of delivering on the ground. For example, Minister Dara Bryan has given significant funding for a lot of projects. A lot of those projects have not even gotten off the starting blocks yet. And I think that's the key, that power that the Taoiseach's office has.
All right,
what do you think could be achieved?
I'd need to hear the Taoiseach's description of what he's trying to achieve for us. But two metrics: how many more guards will be around the city centre, but north and south, and how much money is going to go into diversion projects? We need those both things to be equal. So if a shop has their window broken in Temple Bar, for example, what would be the response time for the Gardaí? If a young person is in a chronic form of offending, how can we get them back into their sports clubs? How can we get them that one good adult?
And does the sports club have a pitch?
If you think of Sporting Liberties in Dublin A, or if you think of Charlevoix C, who don't have a pitch in the north of the city, that's what we need. Yeah. There's two simple, very simple metrics here.
All right, Breed Smith, it says that it'll convene and report within 12 weeks. Do you welcome that kind of a time frame on it?
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert on these things, but, you know, this has been going on a long time. A focus and task force and a focus on the North Inner City. It's not that I don't welcome it. It's just it's quite frustrating to see that level of inequality persists. And Gary mentioned the Dublin 8 area without a single football pitch. They've just scored a little bit of a victory that Marrowbone Lane is allegedly going to be dedicated to a pitch. But that's one pitch for thousands and thousands of kids.